Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 19th of March 2023. At the mic of VK7 WI this week is Justin, VK7 TW. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7 ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 7.140 MHz maybe by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. We also go out on UHFCB channel 15 thanks to Mark VK7 FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. WWFF News, 70 for VK7. 70 new WWFF Worldwide Flora and Fauna Park reserve reference areas have recently been added to the VK7 directory list, including areas on King Island and Flinders Island, thanks to those VK7 amateurs that sent in suggestions. As a reminder, all new WWFF reference areas must fall within the International Union for Conservation of Nature IUCN Protected Area Category System. The list of the new VK7 Park reserves can be found in the WWFF online directory or the WWFF Australia website, and will soon be added to the Parks and Peaks website. So let's dust off the portable gear whilst the weather is still favourable and get amongst these new parks and reserves. I look forward to receiving some logs for upload. As always, any questions regarding the WWFF program, please don't hesitate to ask. 73 from Andrew VK7DW, QSL News. Report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 17th of March 2023 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. If you do not wish to receive QSL cards, please let me know as well as the stations you work. 73 Herman VK7HW, WIA Manager VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. VK7 Event News. Meet the Voice 2023. This weekend is the Meet the Voice event, with the main event happening this Sunday the 19th of March from 11 a.m. It will be happening at the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the picturesque Macquarie River. As in past years, attendees are welcome to make a weekend of it and stay at the caravan park. Bookings are encouraged to ensure you get a space. The BBQs will be fired up on the Sunday for lunch, and the presentation of the Meet the Voice Sewing Circle Trophy will be made around 11 a.m. The weekend coincides with the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest, where the focus is on portable operations, so why not bring your portable station along and operate in the John Moyle as well? There will be a car boot sale, so bring along those pre-loved items for sale or give away your butter. 73 Sewing Circle Net, statewide news. Thursday night SSTV Nets. Another great net night that saw the following participants: VK7S, ZB, ZGK, FGGT, PD, ZBX, EKA, ZSB and KT all sharing 20 photos. There were various subjects like street art and murals around Launceston, damaged access door used for target practice, the Mount Faulkner repeater site setup, and a recent WWFF activation on Tama Island, a Rosella parrot, a pair of observatories for home astronomy, a radio tower with a very large solar array, and a long string of padlocks on an access gate leading to a Launceston communications site, water's edge shacks, a red sunset and night view of Hobart waterfront, decoded from a weather satellite of Southeast Australia, and a series of home station ICOM transceivers. Remember Ken VK7KRJs and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site that allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2 Meters SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. A reminder that in Southern Tasmania, VK7RAF can be RF linked to VK7RJG by using a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hertz. We get underway from around 7:30 p.m. 73 from Andre VK7ZB. Contest news. John Moyle Memorial Field Day 2023. This weekend is the John Moyle Memorial Field Day over the 18th to the 19th of March 2023, and will run from UTC 100 on the Saturday 59 on the Sunday. The contest is open open to all VK, ZL and P2 stations. All other stations are welcome to participate, but can only claim points for contacts with VK, ZL and P2 stations. All VK, ZL and P2 stations can claim points for all contacts with any station in the world as long as valid serial numbers are exchanged. The contest is divided up into 8x3-hour blocks. You can rework each station in each block on the same band or mode for extra contacts and points. There are several categories, and they cover portable stations and home stations with the following options: a 24 or 6-hour, B-phone, CW, digital or all modes, CHF, VHF, UHF or all bands. For instance, you can operate for 6 hours, phone and HF as an example. Why not set aside some time to exchange some numbers with those that will be out and about, even if you stay home? The John Moore Memorial Field Day is a little different than other field days, as you can operate on HF if that's your interest. Suitable logging software makes the task of keeping track of rework times and point score. Here are a few options such as VKCL, VK5DJ, N1MM and many others. This also makes the job of sending your log in an easy task. On VHF, UHF, a good spot to check out will be the usual simplex channels on 6 meters, 2 meters, 70 centimeters and 23 centimeters. For those with SSB, try the usual 0.150 on USB. With HF, we can execute the tried and proven band dance. If a few people exchange numbers from 160 meters up to 23 centimeters, that makes for many points. Hope to hear you out and about. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. News from the North, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group, meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12:00 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. You're the Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We will begin this week on a historical note. It is 10 years this month since NTARC obtained the keys to the current club rooms located at the Rochalier Scout Hall. This time 10 years ago, dedicated club members were cleaning and making it presentable, even to the point of constructing walls so the place would at least have a separate kitchen. It was the foresight of the committee at the time to take the opportunity and some risk to give the club an actual place to call its club rooms, one that did not have to be set up and taken down every time there was a gathering. Prior to this, we had morning tea gatherings at coffee shops around Launceston, and monthly meetings were held at Launceston TAFE. With permanency came the ability to install antennas, construct a radio room with member usable equipment, the infrastructure to hold meetings, general gatherings, technical nights, and the ability to hold training sessions in a dedicated training room set up for that purpose, along with a pretty well equipped electronics workshop for repair work or project construction. With this also came the ability to stockpile heritage electronic equipment and some not so heritage equipment bordering on junk. Hi, hi. Thanks go to the committee of the time to think of the future. President Lewis, VK7FLPL, Vice President Idris, VK7ZIR, Secretary Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Treasurer Norm, VK7KTN, Committee Member Kevin, VK7HKN. Thank you to all the club members that, through working bees, donations of time and equipment over the years has made a home for our club. Thank you to our lady members, because let's face it, they are in the majority when it comes to baking cakes and making goodies that were happily consumed at every morning tea and the mandatory after-meeting get-togethers. Just as a very rough calculation, that equates to about 800 baked cakes alone. Not to mention the slices and scones, etc. It is little wonder the coffee mornings have proven to be very popular as a weekly social and technical gathering. P.S. Not forgetting Hearth Vader and Luke Skywarmer for their untiring dedication to keeping us warm during the winter months. The very first new clubrooms morning tea was held at 10 a.m. on the 2nd of April 2013. That is certainly close enough to the next club general meeting on the 1st of April. I know we have had 10 years to plan for it, but to be honest, we only recently realised that the clubroom's 10th anniversary was rapidly approaching. So prior to the meeting next month, we will have a low-key get-together to celebrate in the form of a BBQ. Free for club members that register prior to the BBQ, or otherwise a donation of $10 on the day would be appreciated. Register at the club rooms or by email to the secretary. These attendance numbers will assist with catering requirements. The BBQ commences at 12 midday, and should you decide to stay, the meeting will commence at 2 p.m, which will then be followed by light refreshments. I know it's on April the 1st, but it is after midday, so trust us, it is a for real BBQ and meeting. As a follow-on from last week's Wednesday's technical night, where Andre VK7ZB brought along a Yaesu FT991, it seemed to be suffering an intermittent high SWR warning problem when the antenna tuning unit or ATU was switched in for use. One Yaesu forum that Andre came across was an article by George Tuck G4RNI on the mods.dk website. In it, he postulated that some of these transceivers manufactured about 2016 left the factory with lacquer covering the tinned earthing pads on the ATU unit. As mentioned, the ATU board was removed for further inspection. Using a multimeter, if the earth mounting pads were tested to the board earth, there was an almost zero resistance. This was using the probe's pointy end for contact as normal. If the probe was places flat on the earth mounting pad, then it was a very high resistance reading, even with the probe under quite considerable pressure. This implies that the pointy probe end could indeed be piercing through some disruptive layer, whereas with the probe side on, it didn't have the force to penetrate the layer. Long story short, all earthing pads were cleaned, all solder joints inspected, and general look for anything suspicious. The ATU board was then returned to the rig, this time with the inclusion of a star washer between the board and support when bolting it back in. The rig has had a week of being played with, and as yet no further spurious SWR alarms. However, I may have just spoken too soon. Hi. I hope not, but time will tell, and at the moment it is looking promising. Just for interest, there have also been reports in some forums of the Yaesu FTDX101D having similar ATU problems. For all of you John Moyle Memorial Field Dayers, if you are reading this in the text version of this broadcast on Friday, great, you still have the weekend to make contacts. If this is the on-air version, then you still have a bit more than 2 hours to use the following information. Peter VK7KPC is still intending to participate in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day from the Ross Caravan Park and intends to still be there on Sunday the 19th of March. He should be on air on 70 centimetres, 2 metres, 6 metres and HF, FM and SSB on the VHF bands and SSB, fairly slow CW and maybe RTTY on the HF bands. He will be monitoring usual VHF contest frequencies and hoping to make more than the 82 points scored last year. Good luck, Peter, and hopefully we will catch you on air from Ross. Upcoming events, the club technical night. The next session will be on Wednesday 22nd of March and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m, running through to about 10:30 p.m. at the Club Room Archer Street, Rochelier. Coffee morning, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. The Testnet and TechNet session, Wednesday the 29th of March. Testnet, CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. And a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick VK7WW. Club General Meeting, Saturday 1st of April at 2 p.m. Held at the NTARC Club Room, Rochelier Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelier. At this point, it will be the standard agenda. If you have items you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@intark.net no later than Friday the 31st of March. The meeting will follow a midday BBQ lunch. This is the club's first BBQ since COVID. Attendance registration is required prior to the BBQ. Donations of side salads, cakes, slices, etc. would be appreciated. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@intark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary NTARC. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Presentation nights, magnetic loops, myth-busting demo. The REAST April presentation and demonstration will be all about magnetic loop antennas. There are many, many myths out there on the interwebs about magnetic loop antennas, and so this presentation and demonstration will focus on myth busting by presenting the facts, demonstrating them in real time, and busting some of the myths that many amateurs hang on to about these fascinating antennas. We will also be demonstrating the magnetic loop tuner design from Dave Truran G7IYK. The presentation will be given by Justin VK7TW and will be streamed and go out on DVB-TRF. This will take place business on Wednesday, the 5th of April 2023 from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there. 73 REAST Committee, DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, Ben VK7BEN and Justin VK7TW started with a description of the open source project, Caribou Lite SDR, which is a transceiver SDR hat for a Raspberry Pi. This SDR is a full transceiver to 6 GHz using a WIFI model chip and smart software. Comments made about needing at least a Pi 0V2, Pi 3 or Pi 4. There was a description of the connectors, including that the frequency range is higher and lower than the 30 MHz to 6 GHz. We then went into the Viking sagas of configuration of the Raspberry Pi. There has been quite a bit of time and effort spent for the configuration with a minimum amount of information. Justin described his use of the Dragon OS and Ubuntu version with amateur radio apps and nice GUI interface with many SDR apps bundled together. There was a description of the SOAPI SDR driver software, and Ben took a look at the CubeXDR on his MacBook Pro and connecting to the Caribou Lite remotely via the Ethernet network, another finding to fix the latency issues. Ben ran through the CubeXDR interface. There was discussion of the learnings from our experience. Initially we thought it was deaf, but we think this may be related to it being unshielded and being susceptible to any outside RF influences. So jury is out on whether it is deaf or not. Like any SDR, it does not like an overloaded front end. Ben took the audience through some of the back end of the Caribou install and SOAPI's DR, and there is good debugging on both platforms. Thanks, Ben. Justin did a review of some of the stories from the latest OTN magazine review from ROTC and went through the OVO Model 8 multimeter resistance extension box. We finished on a funny note relating to a Pico balloon starter pack and reminded everyone of future events. This week we have some interesting precursor information about the MagLoop presentation and possibly some more information on oral propagation plus much more. We stream the nights on the REAST YouTube channel. We go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REAST YouTube channel. 73 Justin VK7TW. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Training and assessments. The next REAST Foundation license training and all license assessment day is Saturday 13th. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg M at VK7KKREAST Learning Organiser know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REAST website contact form. Check out the REAST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Then check out the REAST Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg, VK7KK, MCOM News, ZL Radio Amateurs respond to Cyclone Gabrielle. In February 2023, Cyclone Gabrielle approached the coastline of New Zealand, and members of New Zealand's Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, AREC, wasted no time kicking into gear. AREC is a ZL National volunteer, not-for-profit, registered charity. It is the public service arm of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with 47 groups and 350 volunteers spread across New Zealand. Heavy prolonged rainfall caused serious flooding across large parts of the North Island East Coast. In Auckland, AREC personnel assisted the Auckland Emergency Management through the provision of radio communication support across the entire Auckland region for field teams comprising a mix of NZ response teams, NZ Defence Force personnel and other volunteers. AREC developed a detailed communication plan and personnel rosters to assist with the operation. 14 civil defence centres were established throughout the Auckland region, and AREC maintained VHF contact with these centres, including local community response groups in the Rodney District and Waiheck Island, together with various AEM and NZ response team resources. AREC volunteer roles consisted of communicators, talking on the radio, log keepers, recording messages, forwarding messages via email, data entry, etc. People with SAR track software experience. People with computer skills including Microsoft Office, email, etc. Supporters, gophers, handling phone calls, logistics, making coffee, etc. AREC operations and preparation in Auckland were activated on the 8th of February, while actions commenced on the 12th of February and continued through to the 16th of February. During this time, 18 amateurs supported the operation at the base. A total of 25 people were on standby throughout the Auckland region to provide remote support if needed. A total of 337 person hours were worked in the Hawke's Bay Region AREC, and Civil Defence activated the ECC in Hastings, testing the CD radio network up the east coast and set up ready for Cyclone Gabrielle. The severity of the cyclone caused significant damage, including power outages, with the main high voltage substation that fed the wider area flooded. In the first 48 hours, only three members supported the comms in 12-hour shifts with very little sleep, a mammoth effort. They deployed three repeaters for redundancy, and these were used extensively during the deployment. The main repeater we were using was on top of the Corker Rangers, and it was powered by battery solar. This repeater never missed a beat, and this enabled constant communications for some interesting emergency situations for communication to emergency services. The Gisborne region was hit really hard, with all communication going out for a lengthy period. Long before the last cyclone hit the North Island, a small group of hams set up emergency communications via HF radio to enable the passing of messages from Gisborne area to the outside world. They kept in contact with the outside world when all local comms went down. There were areas when 80% of houses were underwater, along with reports of damage, road conditions, etc. Barry ZL2BJA and others did an excellent job, and I know it would have been hard work taking messages and information, passing it on usually by email and sometimes by any means possible. This is what the amateur radio community are trained to do, to always be ready to help out in an emergency such as this. A big thank you to all AREC and CD volunteers who spent many long hours providing essential communications supporting the community, with an extra special thanks to those who worked extended hours early on. They deserve all the accolades they can be given. For more information about this activation, take a look at the link on the email edition of this broadcast. Original article written by Don Robertson, ZL2TYRZK6EX, CEO of Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, and sourced from the Critical Comms Web e-zine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6 p.m. EDST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North South Link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650 MHz, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays. Coffee mornings in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC Wednesday the 22nd of March. Club technical night from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the club room, Archer Street, Rochelier. NTARC Wednesday the 29th of March. Testnet and TechNet. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NWVK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. NWTASI amateur repeater group net on VK7RMD. NWVK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. NW, TASI 2 meters DX net 144.190 USB, REAST, WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 12 noon, REAST, DATV experimenters nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the clubrooms, also on DVBTRF and YouTube streaming, CCARC the 27th of March 2023 SSTV nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2 meters repeater on Mount Duncan on the 4th Monday in the month, events, MTV the 19th of March, meet the Voice BBQ just next to the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the Macquarie River, presentation start 11 a.m. VK18 the 19th of March, John Moyle Memorial Field Day. NTARC the 1st of April, club general meeting from 2 p.m. held in the NTARC club room, Rochelier Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelier. REAST the 5th of April, magnetic loop antennas, myth busting with demo with Justin VK7TW from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms. VK7 June 2023 VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. ALARA November 2023 ALARA Meet 2023 Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7ZIR. Repeaters REAST, NTARC, and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, VK7DG, 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHFCB 15, VK7FMAC, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 91 Charlie VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups. IO Group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, stay safe from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Please note this broadcast was created using synthetic audio that was generated using generative artificial intelligence and Justin VK7TW's voice. I have him hostage and you can get him back if you pay the ransom. Well, not really, only kidding. Now back to reality.